This is KCUR 89.3. Congress is reworking the Farm Bill, and Republicans want to make big changes to the main way the government provides food aid. As part of Harvest Public Media's look at the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Grant Gerlach explains that the House would require millions more to work or enroll in job training.
Right now, only one group has to work to qualify for SNAP. That's adults from 18 to 49 years old who are able to work and have no children or dependents. The House version of the Farm Bill extends work requirements to include people 18 to 59 years old, and it includes parents whose kids are older than six. That could double the number of people who would have to work, volunteer, or join training programs for 20 hours a week to keep access to SNAP. Christina Rasmussen is pushing for the work rules through the Conservative Foundation for Government Accountability because she says they encourage people to take action.
We set an alarm in the morning to force us to wake up. We all want to wake up, but sometimes having that deadline focused on activity makes all the difference in the world.
But Ed Bolin is skeptical. He's a policy analyst for the left-leaning Center for Budget and Policy Priorities.
I do worry that a movement in that direction is just a punitive way to get people off of SNAP.
States would be required to expand training programs to enroll people who can't find a job. It would look similar to a pilot program in Nebraska, working with SNAP recipients who are underemployed. Erica Galvin is one of the success stories. She joined the program about 5 months ago. At the time, the single mother was a nursing assistant. She was commuting an hour each day to a small town nursing home where she worked the night shift.
Because I could make the most money on nights to bring home to my family, but it was not working out for my kids or me or anybody. It was not a good situation.
She says one of her sons struggled at school. She was sleeping only a few hours a day. She didn't quit, though, because she didn't know if she could find something better.
Crazy stability is better than no stability, I guess, is the way I looked at it. Like, it's bringing in money.
A caseworker helped her update her resume, look for jobs, and practice interviewing, and it worked. Now she's a home health care representative for a local pharmacy. It's 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. She makes about $1,000 a month more than before, and she's set to go off of SNAP for the first time in about 2 years.
I have a job that I can stay at for years and years. It fulfills me, it makes me happy, and it's a good place for my kids.
But this kind of program takes time and energy, especially to wrap in what the Farm Bill wants, caseworkers to give one-on-one assessments and match people with job programs. Michaela Funkhauser handles Nebraska's pilot program, and she says personal connections back up other kinds of support, like transportation or tuition.
They might need childcare for a little bit, or just that person to say, hey, like, you would be really good at this, you know? Let's build your resume, let's prep you for an interview, let's take that chance.
One thing that's not clear is where states will get the money to expand training programs. Starting in 2021, the House bill would put up $1 billion a year. People against expanding the work requirements argue it's not enough.
This argument, well, you're just not spending enough. Well, there's not any more to spend.
That's Texas Republican Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Ag Committee. He says the proposal triples the federal contribution to SNAP work programs.
We're going to give them that helping hand up. Now, is it all of the helping hand they need? Probably not, but it's going to be a really good one.
The other problem critics have with expanding work requirements is that already the penalty for falling short of 20 hours of work is severe. They lose food assistance. Ed Bolin with the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities.
Cutting them off of SNAP doesn't get somebody a house if they're homeless. It doesn't get them health care if they have an undiagnosed mental condition. It just takes away their food assistance.
No Democrat voted for the House version of the Farm Bill in the first step of the process, largely because of the changes to SNAP. In the Senate, lawmakers are expected to stay closer to the status quo. That sets up a clash on work requirements that could decide whether the Farm Bill is renewed at all. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
Stay tuned this week as Harvest Public Media has more stories on federal food benefits as seen through the lens of immigration, mental health, and the military.